Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Feels good to be a Bear. I hope everybody having a nice day today. And take it easy on me.
You said you wanted to watch it and stay with your family. What was the reaction in the room? Can you kind of set the scene there when you, when you found out you were coming here?
It was basically I had, it got to like the ninth pick. It was Tampa's turn. And I had got a phone call. I thought it was Temple, but they told me it was the Bears. And I quickly jumped up because the Bears was one of my favorite teams. They always showed me the most love during this whole process. So I felt like it was a dream come true being drafted by the Bears. And like right after that, my whole family, they all surrounded me, happy, celebrating. Yeah, it was a good night.
Say they showed you the most love throughout the process.
Uh-huh.
What were they doing to make you feel that way?
They talked to me the most. They always asked how I was doing outside of like the draft and stuff, how my son doing, things like that. We vibed together. I felt like we could do some great things together, and I'm happy they had picked me. Pre-draft visit, I met with GM, the head coach, my position coach. I went to the training room and the nutritionist. She had got like my body percentage, how much I weighed, things like that. Yes, sir.
How much lighter do they want you to put on as far as the weight? If they talked about a number ideally they'd like to see you at next year?
We ain't talked about a number, but I believe that they want me to gain. I'm going to do whatever they want me to, whatever the coaches see me playing at, what weight they see me playing at.
Some guys just have a hard time keeping weight on. That's just,
yeah.
Everyone's different. Have you always had a hard time maybe keeping a lot of weight on?
Yes, sir. It's been quite. I lose most of my weight during sleep, so I pretty much can't help it. So, yeah, it's pretty hard. But I can get the job done with the staff that we have here with the Bears. And they believe in me, and I believe in them, so we get the job done.
What were you eating to put the weight on? What was your meals like before the combine?
Oatmeal, peanut butter and jelly, grapes, oranges. Try to stay in that area, especially the oatmeal. You got to keep the oatmeal. Yes,
was your family helping you put the weight on too?
It was my girl. She was cooking for me. 3 times a day, yeah.
Where you at right now?
I'm at 240 right now.
So last night Ryan Pace said that he wanted you in the 240s. So you're not too far off, really.
Nah, no sir, no sir.
What did you play at?
In college, I played at like 235, 236.
What they told you about their vision for your role and the things that they want to do to turn you loose?
Their vision is for me to come in and just fit in with the team. Help the team in any way I can. And I believe that they see that I can help the team, so that's why they picked me, and I'm happy they did.
Leonard, how prepared do you feel to contribute right away on a defense that you obviously
feel
a need that they have?
I'm always prepared because I like to win. That's how I attack today. That's how I attack practice. I'm just keep the same mindset. The winner's mindset. That'll make me work hard and contribute to the team.
With Fox and Fangio, it seems like this is a good place for a defensive player, a young defensive player to come in. How important was it to you that you went to the right team, or did you feel like no matter where you were going to become a starter and a star in the NFL?
I definitely wanted to be on the right team with the right scheme. And obviously with the Bears running 3-4, it's the perfect fit for me because I've been running 3-4 my whole college career. So. It was a great fit coming here. Yes, sir.
Did you have surgery on both shoulders?
Yes, sir. It was my sophomore season, before the season. Yes, sir.
Did you have a full off season last year or
no? No, I didn't have a full off season. No, sir. I was rehabbing.
Rehabbing?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So you really haven't been through a full off season program
No, sir.
Since ever? Or since your freshman?
Since my freshman year. Yes, sir.
Have teams talked to you about how maybe that might help get your weight up, get you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We definitely talked about that, me not having a full off season, getting in the weight room program and things like that, because I was always limited coming out of my surgery and on my shoulders. Yeah.
Leonard, Vic Fangio was seen as one of the best defensive coordinators in the game, and specifically with linebackers. He's had a great job developing linebackers. Mm-hmm. What do you know about him, and what's your feeling as you get into his defense?
I know he's a great coach, and he's going to push me to my hardest limits, and it's my job to be coachable and to do what he say.
Yeah. You play a lot of different positions.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah, yes, sir. I'm very excited about focusing on one position. That way I can push to master that position. So I'm very excited about it. Yes, sir.
Was it hard for you to do that, Leonard? Because, I mean, you're a pass rusher. They're talking like, this is our pass rusher. But you only had 4.5 sacks last year. Was that a lot because you were moving around?
Yes, sir. That definitely played a part because it was sometimes third down I was dropping and rather than rushing. So it played a big part in my numbers, my sack numbers. Yes, sir.
Have you ever studied tape of any pass rushers in the NFL or in college, or do you expect to now?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I definitely look at all the top-tier guys, but one of my favorite guys is DeMarcus Ware. Yeah, he's been my favorite player for a while now. I just want to dictate what he's done to the league. Hopefully, I can get to his level one day.
Leonard, have you ever read like some of the draft prospect write-ups on you? And are you aware, kind of the one criticism, I guess, that a lot of your on-field play didn't quite match your athleticism? And are you aware of that kind of thing?
No, sir. I'm not aware. That's my first time actually hearing somebody say that. I'm just keep playing. I can't really buy into what critics say.
Center, what's your sense of what you need to do to add power to your game?
Just getting here, getting with the staff, getting with the strength coach, working on my areas of need. That's the biggest thing.
Leonard, is this something that you thought would be a possibility when you were a freshman in college or when you were in high school? When was it apparent that maybe the NFL was realistic?
I'd probably say my freshman year, when I started as a freshman, I knew then that I had a good chance of playing in the league one day.
Were you tempted at all to come out early?
Yes, sir. I was planning on coming out last year until I had the shoulder injuries, so I had to postpone it. Did it for a year, which I'm happy about because I wouldn't be a bear if I would have came out last year. But I'm happy to be a bear.
Last year, have you been sitting there wondering? I wonder what my life would have been like had I gone through.
Oh, yeah, I thought about that all the time, but God does what he do. So he wanted this situation to be how it is now, and I'm happy.
Is there one person in your life most responsible for you being here today as far as football, being in football?
I'd probably say one of my high school coaches. His name was Coach Parks. He brought me into football because I didn't play football until ninth grade of high school. He told me I should try it, and I ended up being pretty good at it. So I probably have to thank him the most. Yeah, but he had passed away my junior year of high school. Yeah.
Did you wind up with the number 84 in college?
That's the number they gave me. I ain't never questioned it. I just took the number, went out on the field and played. Yeah.
Can't play tight end, not a secret tight end or anything?
Roughly, it was about, I think, at least 1,000 people, 2,000 people. But I went to school in Athens. It's a lot of students in Athens, so I'm pretty used to it, being around a lot of people. Yes, sir.
You said you didn't play football until ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
What sports were you playing?
I played basketball and track all the way up until then.
What track?
I threw the shot and disc and track. Yes, ma'am. It's been natural. I just go, and it just happened to be fast. So it's natural, I guess.
Leonard, the Bears said that as you add on that size, they believe that speed's going to stay the same. You're going to be that same athlete. Do you believe that same thing?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I definitely believe I'll be able to maintain the same amount of speed that I bring. Yes, sir.
I think you played some tight end and even receiver in high school and stuff like that. What determined that you would be a defensive player? Did you ever think you'd be an offensive player?
What determined it? Shoot, guys who sat the quarterback get paid the most, so I just stuck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a lot to prove?
Oh, yeah. Coming from a small town that I come from, I got a major chip. I'm ready to prove myself. Yeah.
And when you left here after your pre-draft visit here, what was the vibe?
Oh, I loved it. I didn't want to go back, actually. Mm-hmm. The visit was so great, meeting all the people up top who do all the great things for the organization. Yeah, I really wanted to stay, but I'm glad I'm back for good now.
What impressed you the most?
What impressed me the most? Yeah. With the Bears, definitely the history, defensive player history. We got great coaches right now. I got a great position coach that I'm ready to learn from. That's the biggest part.
Have you heard from Bears teammates at all? Do you know much about
joining? Yeah, I've talked to on my pre-draft visit, I was talking to Cornelius Washington. He's a Georgia guy, so yeah, we had to chat with each other. Yeah.